Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Stu and I will do a draft. And today we're drafting the 10 best players in the NBA. Where will Tyrese Haliburton fall on that list? I'll tell you this. I'll spoil it for you. He'll be in the top 10. Because what he's doing right now is just stupid. And I mean stupid good. Alrighty, it's time for some questions. I'll try to give you some answers. It is a Friday, so we'll get to a little onside, offside right now.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's onsides, offsides with Zach Gelb.
All righty, Stu, what do we got cooking today?
All right, Zach, our friend Derek Carr announced his retirement after an offseason of turmoil with the Saints, giving up $30 million in the process.
Our friend Derek Carr.
That's right.
Yeah, I love Derek Carr, let me tell you. Love him. Guy always gets screwed over. You know, he's tremendous, wonderful, greatest quarterback. Move over, Tom Brady, greatest quarterback ever.
So this week, Carr spoke to Front Office Sports about why he chose to retire rather than having shoulder surgery, saying, quote, "I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there and, it sounds crazy, but just take the Saints money."
Oh, yeah,
end
sure.
Quote. On to offsides, you believe Carr's comments about why he retired right now?
Yeah. Okay. I just went to the fridge and I saw the chocolate chip cookies were in there, but I didn't eat them. I didn't want to eat them, but they're missing. Give me a break. What are we doing there? He retired because he doesn't like the Saints and he had an issue with the Saints. That's what, something happened with him and the Saints. So don't tell me, oh yeah, Mr. Good Guy, greatest human being ever, Derek Carr, he retired because he just didn't want to sit there and collect cash. What are we doing? Like, come on. Hey, are you kidding me? You didn't want to just sit there and collect cash? Stop it. That's the greatest human being in the planet. You know, let's give him a presidential, what is it, one of those medals that they give out?
Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, give him one of those. You're a hero. You know what, Derek Carr? You are my hero. That's what you are. Give me a break.
You know, I have a few Carr jerseys in my closet. If you want me to bring one on Monday, you could wear one too.
You know what? Bring them in.
Okay.
We need new toilet paper around here.
We do.
I need to wipe my tuchus, all right? Give me a break. You know what? I need to use something to wipe my feet in when I come in from the gross subways. Yeah, come on. I believe Derek Carr's comments about why he retired now. Yeah, if I'm an idiot, I believe him. I like to think I'm not an idiot in this regard. I'm an idiot in many other things, not in this one. I will go offside.
Offside!
All right, so for the second straight year, the Lions fell short of their Super Bowl dreams.
The only one that believes that comment, by the way, is David Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
I did, yes.
Oh, what a jackass. All right, continue.
For the second straight year, the Lions fell short of their Super Bowl dreams, leaving some to wonder whether their title window is closed. Well, this week, Amon-Ra St. Brown says the team has just one goal.
Yeah, I think for us, it's Super Bowl or nothing. I mean, at this point, we want to win the Super Bowl. That's it. Obviously, you got to make the playoffs to win the Super Bowl, but that's it. That's understood by everyone. So we want to win the Super Bowl. Plans it.
So, on to offsides, losing in the Super Bowl would be considered a disappointing season for the Lions.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust. It's not just getting to the Super Bowl, it's winning a Super Bowl. Now, would it be somewhat of an accomplishment if you made the Super Bowl? Like, yeah, I'm not going to sit there and say it's a season where you look back and you're like, oh, it's the worst season I ever watching the Lions, this team that never won a game once in a season. But the standard right now is to not only get to the big game, but win the big game. So, yes, it would be disappointing even if you got to the Super Bowl and lost, because that's what you're playing for in these next 2 to 3 years. It's to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. Like, for example, if I ask you this question, Stu, if the Buffalo Bills get to the Super Bowl this year, is that good enough?
It is not.
Right? You got to go win one. So losing in the Super Bowl would be considered a disappointing season for the Detroit Lions. Yes, onsides.
The Aaron Rodgers drama is finally over as he officially signed with the Steelers.
You guys want to do a show bonding activity, by the way?
A show bonding activity?
Yeah, activity.
Yeah.
You guys interested, Shanter?
Sure.
Like trust falls?
No, not trust falls. Phew. No offense, I'm not trusting you to catch me, Santer. And it has nothing to do with that. You wouldn't try to catch me. I just don't think you would physically be able to catch me. You or Stu.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I've gained a lot of weight lately, so, like, at least it would be a soft landing for you.
I'll pass. I still think we'd both hit the floor, and I'd probably crack my head open. Why don't we do some ayahuasca together as a show? A little ayahuasca? You guys down?
Sure.
I've never done ayahuasca.
I did some. Stu and I did some right before the show today.
Oh, that's why you guys are all over the place.
I mean, Stu, I mean, you can't expect anything different. He just peer pressured me into it.
That's a typical day for Stu. If you listen to the YouTube chat that's non-existent right now as we try to fix the TriCaster. I tuned into Maggie and Perloff today because their TriCaster works. Ours doesn't. And I see people say, why can't you guys just, like, go on a phone? And I go, guys, I'm just doing what the company tells me to do. They will figure out how we're going to stream the way that we're going to stream. And, Sam, do we have any update on that, Santer? Is it, like, I hear that the ball is at least, like, on the field and it's first down and we know what the down and distance is.
I don't know if we're that far along. The ball has been inflated. That's where we're at right now.
Okay. Are you going to deflate it?
No, I'm not your team.
What, winners? Champions?
Cheaters.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't even know what your team is to even have a retort. You change your team like how Marash used to change his underwear when he was in the newsroom.
The Arizona Cardinals is the only team I've ever worked for. What are you talking about?
Now it's the Cardinals. You picked three teams that, let me tell you, a bunch of losers. Chiefs losing the Super Bowl, losers. Jets can't even make the playoffs, losers. Cardinals.
We lost the Super Bowl years ago.
Yeah, that was a fun team. I liked that team a lot. But,
that was a great team.
Geez, now... You want to talk about an irrelevant team right now in the NFL? It's the Arizona Cardinals. They're just irrelevant. Anyway, Stu, where are we at? Ask me a question.
So Rodgers finally.
Oh, we're on Rodgers.
Yes, we are.
Rodgers!
Finally signing with the Steelers and report to mandatory camp next week. The Steelers have traded away star wideout George Pickens and lost their starting running back Najee Harris to the Chargers, leaving DK Metcalf, 33-year-old Robert Woods, and Jaylen Brown as Rodgers' top target, Jalen Warren, as Rodgers' top targets. Onside, offsides. Last year's Jets had a better offense around Rodgers than this year's Steelers do.
Is that including the offensive coordinator? Or is this just players?
Yeah, just players, I think.
Okay. So, would you rather have Garrett Wilson, or would you rather have DK Metcalf? That's a tough one. Now, running back-wise, I think Breece Hall is a more explosive option than Najee Harris. Offensive line-wise, the Jets, their line was fine last year. Fine. I think I could answer that. I may rather have DK Metcalf over Garrett Wilson, but I would still say the combination of Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall is better than DK Metcalf and Jalen Warren. So the Jets had a better offense around Aaron Rodgers than the Steelers. Slightly. But I'll go on sides.
All right. Tyrese Haliburton has done it again for the fourth time this postseason.
I did it again.
The Pacers star hit a clutch shot.
I'm going to go shave my head.
That led the Pacers to a victory, this time downing OKC in game one of the finals. Now, during the season, Jalen Brunson won the Clutch Player of the Year award for his late-game heroics. Onside, offsides, you would want Haliburton to take the final shot over any player in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I don't even know how this is a debate. Seriously, at this stage, the dude don't miss when it matters. He's had four huge shots this postseason. Four. In the most improbable fashions, too. So, yeah. On sides, you would want Haliburton to take the final shot over any player in the NBA right now. Yeah. I'd also like to try to have my voice in the middle of a rant change like his.
Oh.
Imagine if I was just like, this guy is one of the best players in the league. Okay, we sit here and we think he's one of the best players in the league. Yeah. I could save the company money. Be two hosts at the same time. With those voices.
I think that you have a brilliant idea working out there.
Next week, it's just going to be Maggie on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's Zach Gelb and Gak Zelb.
Yeah. Well, we're already a solo show. So I'm just saying. AI, that's what people are concerned about. The Tyrese Haliburton method could be next. All right, what's up?
Adam Silver spoke before the NBA Finals began, saying that he expects owners to explore expansion during next month's Board of Governors meetings.
We have a owners meeting in July in Las Vegas, and it will be on the agenda to take the temperature of the room. We have committees that are already talking about it. But my sense is, at that meeting, they're going to give direction to me and my colleagues at the league office that we should continue to explore it. What also comes to mind in terms of expansion is the opportunity potentially to create other competition around the world. And we have been discussing potentially creating a league in Europe. And I view that as a form of expansion as well.
All right. So according to BetMGM,
you know, he doesn't like America, that Silver. Doesn't like America.
According to BetMGM, Seattle and Las Vegas have the best odds to land a team, with Mexico City, Louisville, Nashville, Kansas City, and London next.
Kansas City. I'm a big Kansas City fan.
Onside, offside, you expect the NBA to add an international team in the next round of expansion?
You know what? The next round, so that, like, just probably adding one team and then add another team at a later point, probably, right? Or maybe two max. I would say not the next round, but if you ask me, eventually would there be an international team, even though I think it would be stupid? With this commissioner, yeah, I don't think it's crazy. So you expect the NBA to add an international team in the next round of expansion? I'm going to say just the next round I'll go offside, but I'm not going to rule it out of the realm of possibilities down the road.
Offside.
I mean, we did have two teams in Canada and now one. So there's, you know, Mexico City's similar in that sense. Toronto, Vancouver.
Okay.
Listen, it's not ideal. I'd rather Vegas and Seattle, but like Mexico City at least feels similar to when we had two teams in Canada. London seems completely nonsense, but
I still think that's a tough sell to the players.
Yeah,
I do. I think it's a tough sell to the players. All right, you want to tell me? I think Toronto's right different.
It's still a tough sell to players, though. Not a lot of guys want to go to Toronto.
Sure, Kawhi won a championship and then left.
And nobody wanted to go to Vancouver. That's why they moved to Memphis.
Yeah. So I still think it's a tough sell. I do. I go down the road, yes, but not in the next round of expansion. So offside.
As college football discusses expansion of the playoff and what the format will be, Ohio State's defending national champion coach Ryan Day is weighing in. During a conversation with ESPN, Day said, quote, "We're in the Big Ten and we have 18 teams and some of the best programs in the country. I feel like we deserve at least four automatic qualifiers," end of quote. Onside, offside, you agree with Ryan Day?
Surprise, Ryan Day just doesn't get it. If you're going to go to 16, 5, and 11, you get one automatic bid. That's the conference champion. And then the best teams get in. There should be no automatic bids. If the Big 12 is even saying, we're going to punt on two automatic bids and we rather prefer the 5-11 format if it goes to 16, and the SEC's on board with that, Ryan Day, though, I got to be difficult. You should not be guaranteed four spots in the playoffs. What are you, afraid you're going to not get a spot in when you lose to Michigan? You just lost to Michigan. You won the national championship. All right? It's practically dummy-proof for Ohio State to miss to make the playoff. Like, you have to make the playoff. It is nearly impossible for you to miss the playoffs. So this idea that you need to guarantee spots, nonsense. I agree with Ryan Day. No, obviously not. Absolutely not. Offside.
Offside.
I think the only thing Ryan Day and I probably agree on is that when you eat wings, you dunk them in blue cheese. I would hope that he's a blue cheese guy. That's what I would hope. I had great wings, by the way, last weekend. Marasha, good recommendation, Barrels. I had a bourbon wing, and I had some buffalo wings. Dunked those bad boys in blue cheese. My mom, though, trolled me. Remember what my mom said? We sat down. She goes, "We got ranch?" And she goes, "I'm just kidding." She goes, "I'm not Santa."
Hoping that the fan would be on my side.
No. Us Gelbs are blue cheese people. We're proper people. We're somewhat sane people. All righty, let's continue.
All right, Oregon was the number one team throughout the season last year, but fell to Ohio State in the college football playoffs and lost their top two receivers, Tez Johnson and Trayshon Holden, to the draft. Now the Ducks may have lost their best receiver for 2025 as former five-star recruit Evan Stewart suffered a knee injury this week.
That sucks. He's a good player.
That is likely season-ending. Now, Stewart, who is considered a day-two pick in the 2025 draft, decided to return to school for a senior season and was expected to be a first-rounder in 2026. Onstage Offsides, players who expect to go in the first two rounds should not return to school for another year.
So expected to be a day-two pick. So that could be the second or the third round, right? Now, is there a chance that you fall out of being a day-two, second or third round, you go in the fourth round? Yeah. I don't have a problem with him going on back. The way you guys worded the question, players who expect to go in the first two rounds should not return for another year. If it was just the first round, obviously I would say just go when you're a first rounder, even though you could maybe climb up the board even more. But since it's the first two rounds, if I'm told I'm a second rounder and I go back when we're having a season, I could be a first rounder, yeah, that can make a difference. It could. So I would go offside there, especially because you don't know how high you would go in the first round. Like, what happens if he came back balled out and he's the second or third wide receiver, or even the first wide receiver off the board? I haven't looked at the wide receiving class yet. And you end up going to the top 10. Totally different conversation. So just because of the second round stipulation, I'll go offside on that one.
Offside.
All right, last one here. The Dallas Stars surprised many today when they fired head coach Pete DeBoer, despite leading Dallas to the Western Conference Finals all 3 years that he was on the bench. In each of those three seasons, DeBoer led Dallas to over 106 points, reaching the 50-win plateau twice. Onside, offsides, the Stars made a mistake firing DeBoer.
Yeah, it's crazy. Pete DeBoer has made the Stanley Cup final, lost with the New Jersey Devils, but he got to the Stanley Cup final his first year. He ended up getting to the Stanley Cup final his first year with San Jose, and then all those years of making the Eastern Conference Finals in Vegas and then also in Dallas. It's like, the guy is a tremendous coach, but it's a little Tom Thibodeau-like as well. Now, he uplifted, right, the New York Knicks, like saved that franchise. But this guy just keeps on getting close and close and close and close and close. And Pete DeBoer's a friend. Keeps getting close and close and close and close and can't get the job done. Can't win. He's 7-0 in game sevens. It doesn't have a Stanley Cup. So I would say, yeah, it's ridiculous. Do I think that coaching is the only problem there? But this is hockey in the NBA. They recycle coaches over and over and over again. And he's been so close yet so far, they think they need a new voice. So I can't crush the organization for it, as they say in hockey, the organization. So the Stars made a mistake in firing Pete DeBoer. Love you, Pete, but I do understand it on this one. I wasn't expecting it, but I can't understand it. I got to be fair here. So I will go offside.
Offside.
All right, it is Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break. When we come on back, the 10 best players in the NBA. It's going to be a big moment on this show right now.
Ooh.
Big moment. Huge moment. So the great Tiki Barber brought in bagels today. Very nice of Tiki. We appreciate Tiki for bringing us in some bagels. I had my perfect protein bar today. And I didn't have anything else, so I was jonesing for a little snack. So I took a bagel, right? Full bagel. Stu, did you take a bagel?
I did.
Full bagel or half bagel?
Full bagel.
Samter, did you take a bagel, full bagel, or half bagel?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, no.
Did you have your little grubby paws go into that beautiful box of bagels that was brought in? And did you rip off a half? Did you cut the half or did you rip the half?
No, all the bagels were cut in half already.
Okay.
But so did all the bagels, so I just took the top half.
So you took the top half. So you still touched the bagel.
But only the top half. I didn't touch the...
But you still touched the bagel.
Well, sure. But like, you know, if I touch your elbow, I didn't touch your knee.
Well, I don't think the bagels were all cut in half because there is a... See, there's a lot of tops and bottoms of bagels that are there. But then there is a bagel that was ripped in half.
Oh, that wasn't me. No.
What kind of bagel did you have?
Cinnamon raisin.
Okay. It was the pumpernickel bagel.
Oh, yeah. No. Ooh. I don't mess with pumpernickels.
Because I just looked in the newsroom during the break. Because I saw this 2 weeks ago. Craig Carden, our buddy Craig, Breakfast Ball FS1, he put out a video where he's like, oh, it's very nice work. They bring in bagels. Similar box of bagels that Tiki brought in. You know, it's probably like a rich people thing that, you know, executives, rich people like Tiki, they just all buy from the same bagel place, right?
They probably got it for free anyway.
Yeah. They're like, I'm Tiki Barber. You want a few autographs? You want me to do a little picture for you? All right, here's 400 bagels. So Craig put out this video. And in the video, it's all halves of bagels. Bagels are ripped. So I said, oh, let me investigate and see if we have some decorum around here. And I had a very low bar. But usually around here, when there's food that's left out, it is gone in a second. I'll never forget that day that you told me, oh, hey, we got Shake Shack. They brought Shake Shack in. And you told me, I did a 10-minute segment, said, all right, we'll take a break a little bit 5 minutes earlier. I want to go feed my fat self. And I go out to go, no more Shake Shack. None. All these animals ate it right away. But that box of bagels that are there, it's deplorable. I just put out a video on my social media feed, at Zach Gelb, and I thank Tiki for bringing in the bagels. But you would think that a coyote went into that bagel box. It's disgusting. Like, I love working in radio. But some of the people around here, how were you raised? How? Every time food comes in here, just take some food. And let's be real, we're not a beacon of health around here. So the fact that now you're walking over and taking a half a bagel, take the whole bagel, and if you don't want to eat the whole thing, throw out the other half. But even Santa, like, all right, the bagel was cut. Your hand's still touching at some point the bottom of the bagel. There is no way you're meticulously going in there and only touching the top part of the bagel without any part of your fingertip not hitting the bottom of the bagel. The bottom part of the bagel. Impossible.
I mean, listen, it's already fully cut. All I did was just grab it and pull it off. However, I can't guarantee that my fingers didn't touch.
You 1,000% did.
But do you see my belly? I can't have more carbs, all right? So eating a bagel is the best I can do.
I'm not going to lie. You're standing up. Now Samter is shaking his belly at me. I couldn't see you because the computer monitor that's right in front of you is literally covering your belly. Now I see your belly. It's your fun size. Your belly's not that big.
I had to wear a suit yesterday, and my suit, I thought I was going to pop the buttons off my pants.
Really?
Yeah,
that bad?
I'm the heaviest now that I've ever been in my entire life.
So what, 135?
I wish. I'm 165 and a half, according to my scale.
Okay.
Which, for someone my size, is, not good.
How tall are you?
5'2.5", 5'3". Let's go 5'3".
Okay.
Let's round up. Let's give me the other half an inch.
How tall are you, Stu?
5'6".
You're 5'6"?
I'm 5'6".
I thought you were taller than that, Stu.
I don't think so. Okay.
Stand up for
me. He stands next to me. Of course he's going to look taller.
You're 5'6"?
Maybe 5'6.5".
Huh. Man, a lot of my friends are short. Like, you're only 5'6"? I've known one of my friends for 25 years. I thought you're like 5'8", 5'9". He goes, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I would have guessed, Samter, you were 5'4"?
I wish. All my dating profiles before I met my wife said 5'4".
You know what?
I'm a liar.
That's the one thing I've consistently got on dating apps. You're the first guy I've ever gone out with that has not lied about their height.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, good for you.
It says 6'4". I mean, why would you? Why would I lie? What am I going to say? I'm 6'6"? Does 6'4", 6'6", does that really matter?
At a certain point, there's diminishing returns. 6'4" is like the max that some girls will go. So when you say 6'6", that might actually hurt your chances.
I don't know. You think if a girl was going on a date with me, let's just say, and she's like, 6'4". If I played in the NBA and I was 6'8", you think she would pass?
Played in the NBA, no, because there's also a bank account. But
that's kind of the height. I'm just saying, just the height.
But even for me as a short guy, right, if I'm dating a short girl, there's a certain height that I would probably not go below. And I'm sure there are certain girls who would not go above a certain height. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't help your chances. It certainly, but it might not hurt your chances.
Who do you think is the, when you think short NBA player, who's the first guy that comes to mind?
Muggsy.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues. And then Earl Boykins.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
And Spud Webb, you think about.
Oh, Spud Webb. So,
Spud was
Muggsy
5'7".
Bogues, he was 5'3".
Yep.
He is 5'3". Earl Boykins is 5'5". Spud Webb, do we know how tall
he is? I think
he
was 5'7".
Oh, Axe said 5'7". Right away, Axe just coming out with that information. 5'6", it's listed on Wikipedia. Not always a reliable source, though. So, can you look at Santa here for a second? Santa,
Can't see him there too well. Is there anything different about him today?
No, Santer's he's opening up to us. He thinks his belly's getting a little bit big. I don't really think so.
Well, he said that to me earlier today.
Oh, you've been telling everyone this in the newsroom?
I was on the scale yesterday. My pants almost popped off of my body. Yeah.
That's not a fun thing.
Yeah. Did you see the bagels that were in the newsroom?
Yeah, I partook. I can't.
Did you have a whole or a half?
A half.
Oh. Did you at least take the whole bagel?
Yeah, I took the whole bagel.
Okay.
I'm not Chernoff.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Bang!
Friendly fire there.
Oh,
but,
my God. You know we're going to get a call later. You know, Ack, that wasn't nice of you,
but
you just
said. But he
always
did that. I used to yell at him.
I put you on the air, okay?
I used to yell at him. He'd take half the bagel and put the other half back.
So that's what Tiki brought in bagels today, as you know.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Go look during the break.
That's
someone ripped a bagel in half.
Yeah,
there's tops, there's bottoms. It's disgusting.
Yes. Take the whole thing. If you can't have it, that's okay too.
I think one day I should just lead, and trust me, I am not like the most respectful human being in the history of the planet. But in this place, you would think I was raised in the royal family compared to how some other people act. I think we should do a decorum kind of day here. We just teach people how to act and operate. It's disgusting.
Yeah, don't put your feet on the table.
Do a lot of people put feet on their table?
Or on the chair. Yeah, everybody. Okay. Everybody does that.
You know, I actually did that on the LIRR the other day.
Oh, that's very bad.
Well,
if there's nobody around, that's one thing.
There was no one around.
You know, but I'm sure the conductors.
I had a six-seater to myself.
Yeah, I'm sure the conductors probably said, "Hey, don't do that."
I've seen people clip their toenails on the LIRR.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know.
Right? So, yeah. You know, you have people like kidding all these pens and everything on the LIRR these days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had my feet up, and the conductor's like, "Sir, can you take your feet out the seat?" And I was like, "Okay, no problem. But the food around here. If you don't get that food right away,
then it's awful.
You may get you may start another global pandemic. Yeah.
There you go.
Honest.
Yes.
All right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. So, Ack, you are a half bagel guy, but you at least had the proper decorum of taking.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I love pizza, bagels, and burgers. Those three things. It's hard.
Pizza,
to look away.
Bagels, burgers.
Yes, it's
and
hard
the
to.
Ackman.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying pizza bagels. I was like, pizza bagels too.
Pizza, comma bagels, comma burgers. Those are the three things I have a hard time.
What's your favorite burger?
Just plain burger.
Where's your favorite place to go get a burger?
Peter Luger.
Oh,
yeah. Best there is.
Now, back in the day when FAM was at Kauffman Astoria Studio,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever go to Jackson Hole?
I don't remember there being one.
There was one. There was one
on Northern. That's where Goodfellas was shot.
Okay.
No, I never went there. I have been to Jackson Hole, but not that one.
That was one of my memories as a kid. My dad took me into work.
There you go.
Right? And I was like
right
8 years
off the Grand
old,
Central Parkway.
And we went to, we left in the middle of the day,
mm-hmm.
and we went to Jackson Hole.
After you bulk carts.
After what?
Bulk carts.
Huh?
Remember, the cart bulker, remember? Used to the
Yes.
Cart's a thing of the past. The bulker, too.
You say that now these days, people are like, what kind of cart are you talking about? All righty. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity
Did you know
Sports
they shot
Network.
Goodfellas there at that Jackson Hole?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Stewie hasn't seen Goodfellas, so of course he has no idea.
Stu Kovacs hasn't?
And he has never seen Goodfellas. I'm all over
Stu hasn't seen a lot of them. You haven't seen Remember the Titans either, right?
I had not seen that. Bill Reiter made me watch that.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any other movies that you usually get a lot of crap for not being able to see? Oh, you never seen?
Never saw Bull Durham.
Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
I've seen Happy Gilmore.
The Natural.
Okay.
I have not seen The Natural.
Slapshot.
Oh, my. You know all the movies that Stu hasn't seen?
I think he's just guessing. He has good odds to be right.
Any time.
One of the great movies of all time, Draft Day. Have you seen Draft Day?
No.
Oh.
I know you don't like that movie. I know that's American. How about Miracle?
Oh, love Miracle.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Coming to America.
No.
Oh, that's
How have you not seen Coming to America?
That's a great one.
When I was a kid in school, that was always the rainy day movie.
I was actually at the game at the Garden that they filmed Coming to America.
Oh, what about Cool Runnings?
Nope.
Nah, I haven't seen it.
Shawshank?
I've seen Shawshank.
Okay, he's seen Shawshank. That's
I love Shawshank.
Cool Runnings and Coming to America, I think, were the two movies that they would always show whenever it was a rainy day. Like, we are the Jamaican bobsled team.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Cool Runnings.
Wow, good job.
It was one of my 10 favorite movies when I was growing up.
Mighty Ducks?
I've seen Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Rudy.
I love Rudy. Yes.
Okay. Notre Dame. Guy.
Yeah.
Him and Hickey, two Notre Dame guys. All righty. We will take a time out here on the show. We'll come on back. We'll do top 10
Hoosiers?
Players in the NBA. Ooh.
I've not seen Hoosiers.
Okay.
Blue Chips?
Nope.
Hmm.
What did Stu do when he was a kid?
Played video games or played Yu-Gi-Oh?
Stu?
Played, right? Yeah, a lot of video games.
And
Stu, we're going to have the Stu Film Festival.
Well, here's the thing, though. You worked with Maggie and Perloff for a
couple years, yeah.
Did they always like review movies, I felt like, when they got here?
Yeah.
You never watched any of those movies?
No.
No? You just heard him and you go,
That's why he's now working this shift.
Yeah. That's why TJ and Manny in the mornings. Pete watched too many of the movies and didn't show up to work, and they're like, all right, we'll put Manny there, and we'll get a new producer, too. All righty. We'll come on back. Top 10 players of the NBA. This is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, where everyone watches movies but Stu Kovacs. Samter takes half of bagels, leaves the other half in the box.
That's Samter.
Achilles takes the full bagel, only eats half of it. And if Stu does enough puffing of some things, he'll eat all the bagels that we have remaining. All righty, we'll take a timeout. Update time here, Zach. It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Corbin in New Mexico says, hey, Zach, is game two a must-win for the Thunder? You can submit a question by tweeting at INFSportsCenter, at Zach Gelb, using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, it is. Look at the Knicks in the last round. Choked game one, lost game two, series was donezo. If the Thunder, who just choked game one, if they lose game two, series is donezo. You cannot lose both on your home court in the first two games of the series. So yes, it's absolutely a must win. There's a lot out there in the Knicksverse today before we get into the top 10 players in the NBA. So there is this tsunami-type offer report that the Knicks are preparing to make a tsunami-type offer to acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Bucks. It's from Jerry Wofell, who is a part of the Pro Basketball Writers Association. So whatever that means, and whatever that's worth. What's the tsunami-type offer? They trade away so many picks to the Nets to go get Mikal Bridges. You know, it would start with Cat. But what is the tsunami? Like, I hear tsunami-type offer. That's crazy, 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 like, huge offer. And then also there's a lot going on with maybe the Knicks pursuing Jason Kidd, the Knicks pursuing Finch of the Timberwolves to go coach the team. A lot of stuff out there. So maybe it's not going to be Johnny Bryant. Or maybe all these rumors are just a bunch of rumors and they're not actually going to come to fruition. All righty, Stu. Let's do this. We've been teasing it. Top 10 players in the NBA. I will start. We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just back and forth. There won't be a snake here. Number 1, I will go Nikola Jokic.
All right. Number 2, I will still go Giannis.
Ooh. I thought you were going to go Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
He was. It was between those two for number 2.
I will take, even though he missed the shot last night, and then Haliburton said, ooh, onions, bang! Mike Breen, I just realized this, didn't even say bang last night. I think he just said, like, I think it was like, puts it in, or no, I forget what it was. Or like, oh, wow, I forget what he said, but he did not say bang last night. I thought we were going to get a double bang last night. We didn't even get one bang last night. You know, when it comes to Tyrese Haliburton and that game winner. Didn't happen. I'll go SGA, though, 3.
All right, even though he did not have the best conference finals, I would go Anthony Edwards, number 4.
Ooh. Okay. I'm between Steph and Luka. Oh, boy. Oh, geez, that's tough. You're going to take the other one, right? Whoever, I don't probably take it, right? If I don't take Luka, you're not going to take Luka? Is that right?
I wouldn't say that.
He can't tell you who's going to take.
Well, I'm just saying. So if I take Luka, that means you're not going to take Steph. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to take Steph Curry. Let's see what you do.
All right, I will take Luka.
Okay, what happens if I would have taken Luka Doncic there?
I think I would have taken Tatum. Despite the injury, I would have taken Tatum.
Okay.
And it's Steph right after that.
Gotcha. Okay, that's fair. So we have Nikola Jokic 1, Giannis 2. So I'm 1. Stu takes Giannis 2. SGA's me 3. Anthony Edwards is Stu 4. I take Steph Curry 5. Luka Doncic is 6. You know what? I still think you're right on Tatum. Even though he's out for all of next season, I would still say getting Tatum there at this value as what would be the 7th best player in the league, you got to take Jason Tatum. So Jason Tatum.
All right, number eight.
Well, before you say it, do what's right here, Stu. Do what's right. I'm putting pressure
on. I don't know what that even means.
Do what's right.
Okay. I will go Tyrese Halliburton with the eighth pick.
I was going to give it away for you and just be like, do what's right. You know, and if you couldn't get that hint, then that's a problem. So Tyrese Halliburton is in at eight. I think that's fair. Now, there is a website. It's via The Ringer. It's NBArankings.TheRinger.com, where they update the top 100 players in the league day by day. Where do you think Tyrese Halliburton ranks after last night?
I would say like 10. We'll say 10.
He actually ranks 7th.
Okay.
7th.
Ahead of Tatum.
Yes.
I was
because
of
it
one.
Factors in the injury. Sure. Tatum's at 10. Now, the last time on the timeline that they just show, so maybe it's not every day, but it's at least, well, I don't know when they actually like move him up and down, maybe day and day. But on April 16th, just to illustrate a point here, we're now sitting here at June 6th, Tyrese Halliburton was ranked 19th. He's now ranked 7th. And by the way, the last ranking here where he's got the 7th was June 4th. So this doesn't even factor in last night. So in front of him, they have Anthony Edwards 6, Steph Curry 5, Luka Doncic 4, Giannis 3, SGA 2, and Nikola Jokic 1. Just for a little perspective here. So this is my pick now?
Yes, this is your pick here.
How do we still say that LeBron James is not a top 10 player in the league? Right?
That's who I was with between Halliburton and him for the pick that I was at.
Yeah, I'll go LeBron James. Now, this is where it gets interesting. So we have Nikola Jokic 1, Giannis 2, SGA 3, Anthony Edwards 4, Steph Curry 5, Luka Doncic 6, Jason Tatum 7, Tyrese Halliburton 8, LeBron James 9. Now, Stu has to make one more pick. But players that are under consideration here would definitely be Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, Victor Wembanyama. I guess you could throw Anthony Davis in there. Kevin Durant, Cade Cunningham. If he's ever healthy, Kawhi Leonard. I think that's probably the guys you have to pick one off that list.
Do we
right?
throw Embiid in there?
Oh.
I mean, the dude won an MVP 2 years ago.
You have to factor in Joel Embiid as well.
If I'm taking Tatum, I feel like Embiid has to at least be in the mix.
Yeah, that's a good point. Man, is Brunson really not going to be in the top 10
here? I know.
That's what I've been saying all along.
Oh.
What do they say? Broken clock is right twice a day? Is that right?
I'm not just broken. I'm smashing half.
You know what? I'm looking for Embiid on here. I can't even find Embiid on here. They have to have Embiid somewhere on here.
Now, listen, I know that you don't love PER, player efficiency rating, but despite...
Is that an analytic?
Well, it's an analytic, but it's the one thing for basketball where they break down all the different statistics, and it's just this one thing. And PER, Joel Embiid, is 11th, despite only playing 19 games. And he's typically in the top 3 or 4 of PER.
Yeah, he also lost to Jalen Brunson in a postseason series. I'm looking at this list right now, and these really must be up-to-date rankings where they do factor in injuries. Well, they had, you know, so they had Tatum still on here while he was injured. They have Zion Williamson, 45, on here before I even see Joel Embiid. This has got to be the most egregious miss, or I'm just not understanding how they rank their players. At the top 100 players in the NBA, and I'm going through this, I literally do not see Joel Embiid. Now, I know he's been out, but you got Christian, Joel Embiid. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Christian Brown is 83. Joel Embiid is 84th right here. 84th. And June 4th was the last ranking. On April 16th, 81, March 27, 69, February 27, 50, and January 1st. January 16th, Adam 41. Are you going Embiid here?
I'm going Embiid.
Yeah, I can't crush you for that. So, who do you think has the biggest gripe here about not being on this list?
That's probably my Brunson.
Is it Brunson?
I think it's Brunson. Either Brunson or Mitchell, maybe.
Would you rather Brunson or you rather Mitchell?
I'd rather have Brunson.
Yeah, I would as well. Would you rather have Anthony Davis or would you rather have Jalen Brunson?
Brunson.
Is KD not being on here a massive miss?
It's not a massive miss, but I think that he's still closer to that list.
Yeah. And if Wemby went through a full season, he would have been Defensive Player of the Year. You know, maybe have a little argument there for Victor Wembanyama. See, that's why we do these exercises, because I only control five of them, and so is the other five. Embiid, that shows you how far Embiid's fallen. I wasn't even considering Embiid. This guy won an MVP not that long ago. So, I'm fine with that list. I am. It shows you how good the NBA is, though, when we're trying to do 10 and we're pigeonholing ourselves into 10 people.
Here's the real question, though. Just for next season alone.
So Tatum wouldn't be on this list.
Right. Would you rather have LeBron James or Tyrese Halliburton? I love what Halliburton's doing, but give me LeBron all day, every day.
I just feel like, though, LeBron's like playing right now, it's pointless. What are you playing for? You know, don't get me wrong. Talent-wise, yes, LeBron is more talented than Tyrese Halliburton. The fact that we're even having that conversation shows you how great Halliburton has been, number one. But for next year, I would actually rather have Halliburton right now than LeBron. And I love LeBron, but what is he playing for? The dudes, if you would have told me before the year that Halliburton would be in the NBA Finals over LeBron James, no one would have believed that. All right, we'll talk to you Monday, everybody. Big thanks to Dan Dockett for joining us. Stu Samter, everyone else, thank you very much. Talk to you then. Bye. Peace.